of a horse. So if you have clothing underneath the feet, that's on the front feet of the horse, that's tummy. Chamor aragnum. If a zav is on top of a chamor, then we say zika weight of the chamor relies on the back feet, on the raglov. And if you have something underneath the back feet, that's tummy, al tum zav. Why? Shemeshanenes has sus al yodav. And it says that a horse gets its koyach to stand up from its front feet, its front legs. That's called its yodav. The chamor aragnum. And the chamor gets ikka koyach of standing up on the back legs. Therefore, if you have something under the back legs, and the zav is sitting on top of the chamor, what's under it is tummy. Because we consider that is holding up the zav. For the more of our mind, why do we say what's under the front legs by the chamor? Or what's under the back legs of the sus is tor, the amai ho komesayaya bahadi adorin. But now that the sus, now that the horse is standing up on four legs, the chura, even the back legs, are still helping him stand up. True, the ikka weight is from the front legs, but the back legs are still helping him stand up. So why do we say what's under the back legs is zichator? Lav mishum di arminim asayayin by mamish. It's right, it's true, those legs are helping out, but it's same by mamish. Since the horse could stand up with its front two legs by itself, it doesn't need the back two legs. Even though the back two legs are helping out now, it's only called a masayaya help. A help is not called aim by mamish. It's not called nothing. Since you could do without it, it's not called anything. If you have a zav riding a horse, and you have a talus on the one of the front two, it's tummy. But it's under one of the back two, it's torn. A horse doesn't stand up with kayach on the back ones. What does man liel dalat talisa tachas ragla beima toiris? Like Reb Yosi. It's not like Reb Yosi. Because according to Reb Yosi, no claw. The front to a tome, the back to a tome. So I call upon him, according to Reb Yosi, though you see this, you saw it. Misayeye is aim by mamish. Omer Rav Asha yafa nana mitmina. Bring another right to this, you saw it. If you help along and we don't need your help, it's called aim by mamish, it means nothing. Reb Lezer Weimer. Reb Lezer Weimer. Ragloi achas ala kli. This song about a koyin that's doing the avoida in the base of Midrash. Sadrashi koyin ho'oimed agave kli oyevin oishum dover hachoitzis beinoyle bein haritzba the yovid as avodosek sula. That's halacha. When a koyin is doing the avoida in the base of Midrash, he never wears shoes. He doesn't wear socks. But as halacha, his shoes, his feet have to touch the ritzba. That's what's mekadoshim. If there's a chatzitza, like if he's standing on top of a kli, and not on the ritz, but not on the floor itself, his avodas psula. Why? The pasuk says, "V'sheirish kechol ochiv halavim." Hoim dim shtei amidos soy kishar ochiv. That he has to stand the same way his other brothers stand. V'tana the Rabbi Shmuel, hoyo v'ritzba mekadeshes v'kli shoros mekadshim bezvachim. Learn now. Just like the ritzba is mekadesh tekanim, and the kli shoros is mekadesh something you put inside it. So when you put a mincha inside the kli shoros, the mincha has to touch the keli. Who are then the kohen has to touch the floor. His bare foot has to touch the floor. And if a kohen is standing on top of a rock or on top of a kli, his avodas psula. It's no good. So here the shaila was ragla yachas al kli. The kohen has 2 feet, so 1 foot is on top of a kli. He's standing on top of a plate. For ragla yachas al ritzpa, and his other leg though is on the floor of the Beis Hamikdash. Ragla yachas al evin. 1 foot is on top of a stone that doesn't belong there. Stand, put a stone there. That's a chafitza. Viragla yachas la ritzpa. And the second foot is standing on the floor. The second foot is good. It's on the ritzpa of the mizbeach. Is this avoidosa ksher rana? It's like this. Royin, kol she'ilu yimnotel ha'kli. V'tinotel evin. Yochol lamad ha'ragla yachas. Is avoidosa ksher. And let's say we would take away the stone under 1 foot. In other words, make him pick up that foot. We also take away the kli under 1 foot. So he'll only be standing on the other foot. If he could stand in that position, so we say that he's standing on the ritzpa, because he could stand on that foot alone. Either the other foot now is helping him, since even though that foot is on the clean, well, we say, so what? Since you could stand up without that foot altogether, you could stand up on the other foot, so yikir avodose is on the foot that's touching the ritzpa. Either the other foot is on the clean, that's nothing. V'yimlav avodose psula. But if he can't stand up without 2 feet, he needs the other foot that's on the kli, then it's possible. Because with the 1 foot that's on the wrist, he can't stand up that way. Because not called he's doing as avodosain, therefore avodosain psula. Aber der Kashri ist der Mai. Why is the Kashri narration? What do we care if you could pick up one leg and just stand on the other leg, but now Lamaisa you're standing on 2 feet. And Lamaisa, one foot is not touching the Ritzbah. One foot, you're standing on top of a rock on top of a kli. So since that foot is helping you stand up, and that foot is not on the Ritzbah, the Avodasa should be psula. Why do we say it's kosher? Lav nishon the Armina Mesayayim by Mamish. Mesayayim by Mamish. There's another raya. Mesayayim attacking means nothing. Mesayayim by Mamish. So it's a good raya. Amar Ravina, Afanana Mitnina. I'll bring another raya. Kibbo b'yamin. If somebody, the kohen was mekabel the dam with his right hand, that's the way you're supposed to. Supposed to make the kohen has to do his avodasa b'yamin with his right hand. He has to make after the shechita. He has to hold the kli to mekabel the dam, but he has to hold the kli with his right hand. So kibbo b'yamin. This smoyo misayosi. But he has his left hand on the bottom, helping him with his right hand. Is avodasa ksheira? Still, the avoid is ksheira. Is the kasha boy of Yamai? The left hand now is helping him hold up this kli. And the chur with the left hand, he can hold the kli by with the left hand alone as possible. The left hand is possible for the avoidim. So why do we say here the avodas is ksheira? Because he's holding with his right hand, but his left hand is also helping along. Lav mishum diarmina mesayayayim by mamish mamina. Here is a chloraya. That since that you're helping along the left hand, you don't really need it. You could hold up the kli in your right hand alone. Just you be misayaya, the left hand, that ain by mamish doesn't possibly avoid it. Trashi smoil sumuli avoid. If you do it with your left hand, it's possible. To the honest parakama the chulin. Komokim shenema etzpa kuna anywhere you mean. Whatever Torah is not with said lush and etzpa, you need a kohen, he has to do it with his right hand. If he does it with his left hand, it's avodasa psula. So that's the maskona, misayaya ain by mamish. If you're helping along, so what the negayah to us was, we have 2 people carrying out this bag of potatoes. That one person could carry it out by himself, and the other person is helping him along, but he can't carry out himself, then the one that could carry it out himself is chayiv, according to everybody. This is not called shnayim shasu, because we say the one that's just helping along means nothing, like he's not here. So who's here? Only the one that could carry out himself. So we look as if he's doing the whole malacha by himself, and he's chayiv for shemes. Right, Omama, we had before, ze yochel v'ze yochel. In the case where it's a small piece of bread, and you have 2 people carrying out together. So each one can carry out this bread by himself. It's ze yochel v'ze yochel. He had a machlokes. Rav Meir mechayev. Rav Meir says in such a case, still yechayev. That we have before, because Rav Meir doesn't darshan any of the psukim to pater shnayim shasu. Abi, you're doing the whole malacha. Even though 2 are doing it together, still yechayev. That's Rav Meir shita. He only dash in the meat either if one person does Makira and one person does the Anokho, you're only doing half the Malokho. Or else the second possible was that a Yochid does by Roy is best than his potter. But if 2 people do the whole Malokho together, the Chayim, the Demari Boye with you. According to Ramea, Bin and Shir Lazer with Shir Lazer, I do my Shir Chadal Kula. And look, you see 2 people carry out a Gregris, one small cookie. The cookie the size of a dried out date, the size of a Gregris. Now, if one person carries it out, he's taka chayim for Shabbos. That's the shia to be mechayim for Yitzhoi Shabbos, is the Gregorius. But now, according to Ramei, when 2 people carry it out together, Ramei says, Yichayim, do we say it looks like each one is doing half of the whole malacha? But I call upon him, it's only a malacha if he has a shear. So since 2 people are doing it, you need 2 shiurim here. Or else, no. Kefort, it's only 1 maisa Yitzhoi. Just 2 people are doing this whole maisa together. So it's enough to be chayyeh for 1 shear. That's the shayla.
Why can't we say Masayim b'marash here also?
It's not called Masayim because each one can do the whole thing by himself. It's not called Masayim, it's called doing the whole thing. Masayim means you can't do it yourself. So since you're just helping means nothing. Here it's Zayach, each one can do it by himself. Is Reb Chizda, it's Machlaikis, Reb Chizda, Reb Hamnuna. Chadama, Shil Azeh, Vashil Azeh. We take a look as if both of them are doing like 2 separate malachis. So you need 2 separate shiurim. You need a shiur lezeh. It has to be the size of 2 gregris. The chadama no shiur echo the kulim. It's not like 1 maaseh so. Even though 2 people are doing it, so what? We look like 2 people are doing this 1 maaseh of the gregris. Still yichayim. Amar Rav Papa Shmei the Rova. Afanan Namitzina. Bring your raya for this. The zav that was sitting on top of a bed, he was lying on top of a bed. The abba taliyos tachat abba ragli hamita. There are four different taluses on the each regal of each leg of the bed. Is Timaeus. We said all four taluses are tummy. Why? Mifnei she'en yechud lamoid al sholish. Because the bed can't stand up with three legs or tilt over them. You need the four legs to hold it up. Is the amai, the kasha, why are you chayiv now? Why do we say all four taluses are tomein? The boy is sheer zivul is there, the sheer zivul is there. Why do we say each leg has to hold up like a whole zav by himself? And the maisa here, you have four legs holding up one zav. So for all the four legs to be tomein, the chorish have to be four zavs on top of them. That we had before, what's the sheer of holding up the zav to be metamein? Only if you're holding up rov with the zav. So chur, if you want all four legs to be tamei, you should have to have four zavs there. Because each leg has to hold up rov with the zav. So chur, with just one zav, each leg is holding up a quarter of the zav. So why do I say it's tamei? Lav mishum yamrinon, shir rechel akulam. Chur tzaraya no. You look at all four like doing it together. So all four are carrying out one big zav. So each one is doing a whole melacha. So chur is the chur tzaraya with one shir, all four are chayiv. Here also with one shir gregris, two people carrying it out, they're both are chayiv. Of course, a good right. I'll bring another right also. The Mishnah later, Svi shenichnas labayis. If you have a deer that ran into the house, v'noel echad b'fonim. One person goes and closes the door. See, it's chayiv mishum tzeida. That's called tzeida. You lock the door. You're not letting the deer come out of the house. You chayiv. Noel u'shnayim. What about two people close the door together? Then pturim. That's called shnayim shasur nipotter. What about lo yochol echad minum? One person can't close the door by himself. For Noah Lushnaim, and now both of them did it together, is Chayovim. They're both Chayim. So Chur could be, Lo Yach Lech means each one can do it by himself. It means two people. Each one can't do it by himself. So this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, where Ze'eni Yachov, Ze'eni Yachov, Yachayim. If since each one can't do it by himself, so you need two people to close the door, they're both chayiv. So both of them are chayiv. It's the kasha for Yamai. Why are they both chayiv? Liboy shir tzidu lezeh, v'shir tzidu lezeh. They both have to do like two separate maisa tzidu. The drashi shir tzidu tzvi l'chol echad v'yechot. You should have to have like two deers in there. So tzidit, one person is capturing one deer, and the other one is capturing the other one. But since there's only one tzvi there, it's like one shir. Ela drashi shma mina, shirecha l'kulam. This is not a machlokes. You see from Yehuda that when you need two people do the melacha, that you chayiv with one shear, they're both chayiv. Because considered two are doing the whole melacha. So Rashi lav mishum der minun shearecha lekulam. So it's a good raya. Write another raya. Omer Rav Nachman nam nam tnina. Bring even another, a third raya. There's a melacha shutfim shegonvu. If two people stole together, shutfim, the both they stole. Then the tovchu, and they both made a tficha, so then a geneva and a tficha, the locher is then yechayev dal vehe. It's chayovim. Rashi chayovim l'shalom tashlum et dal vehe. That's the chiddush in the pasuk. If you steal a behema, and then you go and shecht or else oy mechoroi, or else you sell it to somebody else, so now when we catch you, you have to pay back four and five. If it's a seh, four. If it's a bigger behema, if it's a bigger behema, you pay back four, if it's a behema. If it's a seh, a small one, you pay back five. To the kasha of Yamai, why did say the shukta machai together? Liboy shir tzvichla zeh, the shir tzvichla zeh. Why did we say we should from two people shechta together? They're both chayiv. You should have to have a shir of two different shechtes. You should have to shecht two different behemoths. La mishum yaminon shirecha b'kulam. No, when two people do one shir, that's called they did a whole melacha together. That's enough to be mechayiv. V'yam Rav Asher Yafan Nanam Tnina. Bring another ray also. The din shnayim should see a kono shogardi chayovim. If two people carry out a kono, it's a small reed that a gardi the tanner uses, he's chayovim. So if Rashi kono gadra uchad the milsa vuayla v'yared b'shtayim vuayla v'yared b'shesi. That's what using the shesi uses kono. Yeah, the gardi is what the weaver. The weaver uses this kono for the shesi. Is the chura both for the machayim? The kash of yamai the boy is shirai sol is there b'shirai sol is zoo. The zeh, in chur, those according to Rav Meir, that old shnayim shesu is still yipotu. But it says, klo, what did these two people carry out? They only carried out a small reed. It's a small kone shagardi. It's still the chayiv. So chur, it's only a shear for one person. So see, klo, that's all you need. If two people carry out one shear, they're both chayiv. If the maskash v'mayli boy shear oit sol is there, the shear oit sol is there, la mishrom d'arminon, shear echa the kula. So good raya, be this one shear for both of them, yichayiv. The Gemara, omalei Rav Acha, bray the Rav and Rav Ashi, what's the raya from this last case? Where two people carry out this konom, dilma d'yispek de lavasho, beit the kalal is there, or beit the kalal is there. As we had before, what's the shear of carrying out a konah, carrying out a reed, enough of a reed that you could make a fire and have enough heat to cook up an egg? So maybe it's talking about a nice long reed here, that this long reed makes a lot of fire, it burns a long time, and you could cook two eggs. What's the right? There's only one shear. Maybe that you have a shear for two. So the Demarim came, l'shamin in konah d'yalma. Let it say stam a reed. Maishna de garbi. How come it says the reed that a weaver uses? It's a raya, that's a small one. Trashikona the Alma Dana Way Medellasokum. Devi Shira Katesim. Dilohai Shira Kadea Riga. Mashekin here has a different shear. It has a shear Kadea Riga. For the Marvaita, of the Dilma the Yispekel Oreg Bepem, Lizer, Sil Oreg Mappe Lizer, Mappa Lizer. Good this Gardi, this corner, this reed, has to be enough to weave with. But maybe it's big enough to weave one mapa with this person and one mapa with that person. So maybe it's still long enough for two shirim here. Ela mihol lek lamash from minor. The mapa from here does no raya. It just says they carried out a reed, shogardi, a kona shogardi. But maybe this kona was a double shear size. So that's why they're both chayit. So from here we have no raya. The mapa lek lamash from minor. Tona tona kaim of Nachman. Shnayim shetziyu kona shogardi is pturim. He'll know. Shnayim poshtas of Yehuda Shita, Shnayim shetziyu is potter. Since you have two people carrying out the small reed, so each one can do it by themselves, that's called Shnayim shetziyu yipturim. We have Shimon Mechayi, that's the Shimon Shita we have, this is the Spira. Now Mishnah of Shimon says yipotter. But here the price says of Shimon says yichayiv, even though each one could do it by themselves, still yichayiv. For the Gemara Kapelaya, and now Mishnah says just the opposite. As the Shim is the one that says, Yoi's potter. And if Yehuda is the one that said that with two people could do it themselves, it depends. Sometimes you potter, sometimes chayiv. The Tanakhama says yichayiv. We have Shimon poiter, as well as according to Reb Shimon. So the Pshat of Tanakhama is Yehuda says, well, each one could do it by themselves. Now they do it together, that's a mighty mishuni yipotter. No, each one, that's when yipotter. Now Reb Shimon is the one. Forget. When each one could do it by themselves, just capitalize it. His epidemic is ill. You have Shimon who the potter, Shnaim shits you. It's a narration that saying the Chura, two people carrying out together, has to be Rameyah Shita, that holds Yechayah. Because here in the Chura, Zeyachav and Zeyachim. By Zeyachav and Zeyachim, if Yehuda was maybe a potter, it was only Rameyah that said Yechayah. So Tanakhan here is Rameyah that says, even though two people could do it by themselves, but now they do it together, Shnaim Shasu is Chayah according to Rameyah. And if Shimon is the one that says Yepotter, even like this. So everything comes out good.
Why don't we say the same thing we said that
with
the horse? That since we don't know which leg is doing it, so all of them are not coming. So let's say, since each of them can do it on their own, we don't know who's really carrying it.
No, that wasn't the swerve there. There the swerve was, one of them you don't need altogether. Three we need, one we don't need. So one is called the Masayaya. Here each one could do the whole thing by himself. None of them are the Masayaya. Each one is doing the whole thing. It's not called the Masayaya. Right, let's look at Mishnah. Hamaitzi oichlin pochus mikashir. The kli potter. You carry out a chatzi gregus, a half of a date, in a kli, even though the kli is a nice big plate, so the chur of the kli has a shear, you should be chayy for the kli, still we say a potter. Afal a kli, even potter on the kli. And the svar is that the ikaroi saw here is for tzarech the oichel. You want the oichel to be carried outside, just you don't want to hold it in your hand. You hold it in the kli. So since on the oichel, you're potter on the kli. It's like the kli is bottled to the oichel. Shagla mishnas klos, shakli tfedoloi. Because the kli is tougher to the oichel. So since you're potter on the oichel, it's bochas mikashir, you're potter on the kli also. Es achai ben mito. Potter afal mito. Somebody carries out a live person on the bed, he's potter even on the mita. That since his ikaroi tzor is on the chai, and there's a svara chai noisi yatatma midiraisa, if you carry out your friend outside with shusrab and you potter, so within on the bed also you potter. Shrashi is a chai the mita. The chai loy mechai valit tzor soy du mekel atzmai the noisi yatzmai. A person has live weight, he makes it easier, and it's sitted noisi yatatma. We'll see the svaras later. Shver Svaron, but if Hanachaya Potter, he's helping you, he's carrying out himself. So even though on the mitzvah you're carrying out the mitzvah yourself, but Vaita the Shamita Tfeloloi, the mitzvah is bottled to the Chai, so since you're Potter on the live person, you're Potter on the bed. As a mace for mitzvah, let's say you carry out though a dead, a mace for mitzvah, then take a Chai. Because carrying out a mitzvah, a mace can't hold himself, so it's called you're making the gun so it's sore. So since the equal it's sore for the mace, it's called Yechayah. I it's a mlocha shen tzrich l'gufa. We'll still see the Tanakhama goes libid Reb Yehuda. It goes mlocha shen tzrich l'gufa is chayit. So you carry out a meis, you chayit. V'chein kizayis min a meis, or kizayis min a nevela, or chadosha min a sheretz is chayit. Since the small size of a chadosha lentil of a sheretz is metame, so it's a chosha v'shir, you chayit for Shabbos called you carried out something. Reb Shimon poiter. Shimon says no, if you carry out a meis out of the room, you potter. Because it's considered a malacha shen tzrich l'gufa, Reb Shimon knows you potter. See Rashi, Reb Shimon pointer, afilu b'mei sholem, even if you carry out a whole mace out of the room, still you potter. There be malacha shen tzrich l'gufa, v'chol malacha shen tzrich l'gufa, elo l'salkem yolem. Why are you carrying the mace out of the room? It's not the pshat you really want the mace to be outside, you're doing the tzorach ha-mace. It's just the what is, you don't want the mace to be here. You're just being the salik, you can take him away from you. It's called having malacha shen tzrich l'gufa. The britzoy noy leboloi. It was up to you. You wouldn't want the mace to be here altogether. You wouldn't need this hoytzor. Like you don't need the mace we're taking it to. Every hoytzor is you want to take oichel to that house. So you're taking it for the purpose. You want this oichel to be in that house. You want to use it there. So since you want hoytzor, that's called tzrich l'gufa. Here when you take the mace out of the house, it's not the pshat. You want the mace to be outside. You just don't want to be the mace in the house. So Mitzrayim, you wouldn't want to have to take them out of here altogether. That's called Yitzrich Lagufa. Hilkach Lav Melechus Machshevesi Reb Shimon. That's Rashi and Tosin. You must look like that. That Melechus Yitzrich Lagufa is as a Ptur from Melechus Machshevesi. It's a new Ptur by Shabbos. You need a Choshev of Melechus. You have to want the purpose of the Melechus. Here you don't want the purpose that the Mei should be there. You just don't want it to be here. That's called Melechus Yitzrich Lagufa. Right. Tana Rabbanu. Hamoitzi Oichlim Kishir. He's carrying out a shear of oichlim, means a gregarious of a potato, a whole potato he's carrying outside, is in the kli chayev al oichlim. He's carrying out in the kli, you chayev on the oichlim, or potter al a kli. But you know you potter al a kli. The drashi, why is she tfeil al oichlim? That's like butter to the oichlim. So the ikaroid source for the oichlim, you only chayev like one chattis. Vimho, you kli tzorach loy, but let's say no, you want both things. You're carrying out a potato in the plate. You want Zayid the plate to be in that room because you need to eat other things there, and you want the potato to be there. So you want both things, this side saw for both purposes. Then chayiv af al kli, you chayiv even on the kli. Like we'll soon see what's negayed to. The chur is one hoyt saw on Shabbos, so there's only one chayiv chatas anyway. What do you mean you chayiv shtayim here? Drashu imhoy et sorach lekli lishtamish by tashmish acher mokem shemaytziyus shom. You need this plate to be in that room because you have to eat other things in that room also. So you need this plate there. You also want the potato to be there. So you want both these things to be there. So locher is yechayev zatrash yakol echad biyechad. He echad the mechayev leitarti. A tarti yitzos belamechad. Just like yechayev, you do two separate yitzos. First you carry out the potato, and then you carry out the plate. You be chayev two times. Here also yechayev two times. Like more soon we have the kashon. What do you mean yechayev two times? In the same case, you potter. The guy carries out a potato in the morning, and he forgot about it. He was a shaydin. In the afternoon, he again carries out another potato. He's right only chayiv one chattis. For the Gemara, the Chorosh Ma, meaning you want to bring your eye from here, this Bryce now, Ochol Shnei Zeis Echelet, Be'elam Echad. Somebody eats two kizeisim of chelet, and forgetting that it's also Be'elam Echad, chayiv shtayim. You want to tell me it's chayiv two chatoyim? Avad is not emes. Avad, the kolzaman you didn't realize in between you're doing a chet, it's called like one shkogo. So no matter how many zeisim achelov you eat one after another, since you don't meal as in between you did a chet, there's still only one achilo. You only chayiv one. So here also on Shabbos, if you keep on carrying out the whole Shabbos, and the whole time it's one shkogo, you forgot that hoytzor is also on Shabbos. You only chayiv one chattis. So what do you mean here you chayiv two? And the Gemara of Amir Avsheshes Halacha b'Mayaskinon. So, two different cases. You were shaded al